call to order this special meeting of Orrville City Council here on August 9th, 2021. If the clerk can please call the roll.
Hanward.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Everyone present.
Thank you very much. We have no old business on our agenda tonight, and so we'll move on to new business where we have two items, and we'll begin with Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 3121. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mosley.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanward.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Resolution 3121. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase recreational equipment for Orr Park, or alternatively, to purchase said recreational equipment from another dealer or vendor upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, or alternatively, to advertise for bids and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchase and declaring an emergency.
Sounds like we covered all our bases there. Any questions or comments?
I believe Councilman Hanward sent out some information earlier today which kind of detailed kind of how we got to this point. With it being a special meeting, I did decide just to put it on there so we could at least get a first reading going, and it, you know, if there's any conversation or need for additional meetings, that we can at least move forward in that direction. This has been budgeted for in the capital budget. We did have a discussion about this item as part of the budget workshop as well. But I'd be glad to answer any questions. The plan is to put it where the old restrooms and a maintenance building at some point, but there was an old building that was demolished up at not far from the existing equipment up there, as well as right across from the kiddie pool and overpour pool.
Back in the day, there was a bandstand behind that, and then there was the concession stand for the pool in between, right about on the edge of the hill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way it was long ago.
That would be neat to see.
You and me might be the only two people that remember.
I remember the tree.
What is your time frame for install? Are you looking for this year?
It really depends on the delivery time. You know, if we get it in at a reasonable time, which is hard to say with contractors right now. But you know, if you're looking at an 8 to 12 week delivery time, obviously it won't happen this year. And we'll, you know, me and Ryan already talked about trying to get it moving as early as we can in the spring. That way, it's ready to go for an entire season, but it really depends on the delivery time. If we can get it in this year, I'd prefer to do that if possible.
Do we have an idea what the delivery after approval is like?
It's changed each time that I've talked to him. So obviously steel structures, things fluctuate with pricing and availability, and then the manufacturing of the actual toy itself. So we're hoping to maybe get it this year, but I'm just being realistic. I would think that if it comes in November or December, we're obviously not going to dig into frozen ground to put this thing in.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just try to determine if
they're hopeful for this year, but I would assume possibly next spring.
Would you guys like to see this pass tonight, or what are you guys feeling for this?
I personally would, since it's been a budgeted item, and I think Steve and I have talked about this for about a year, and it is one of the bookends to what we're trying to do at the top of the park. So if there's concerns, I completely understand if anybody would want to talk about that or take that additional readings. But if not, then the focus would be to try to push it through.
Yeah, and the other concern I would have if we wait is, I'm hearing this, the steel prices are potentially going up as well.
Yeah.
I know we're working on salt bin prices for another budgeted capital item, and we're kind of struggling to get them to lock in prices for us right now because they expect an increase here in the last quarter for whatever reason. But yes, sir.
Are we aware enough of the footprint of the new splash pad to make sure that our location is going to work?
I think the only issue we have on the splash pad, and in my mind, this is something we'll do a committee to discuss because it is something I want everyone's input on, but is whether we want to eliminate the existing kiddie pool or if we want to put it adjacent to the existing kiddie pool. That way they're all kind of right there in a row. Still some logistics to work out too. My personal opinion, and I know this isn't really the topic for tonight, but my personal opinion is I don't want to charge people to use the splash pad. So how do we allow folks to use the splash pad and maybe still go through the pool area, or people in the pool area still use the splash pad and not have people that didn't pay go to the pool? Just some tricky stuff like that, which we'll figure out. But yeah, so in my mind, those are the two options, or the two most logical areas. Obviously, the advantage to eliminating the kiddie pools, you have some existing infrastructure there if you decide to go that route. But you know, I kind of go back and forth in that part, depending on when I'm out there. And some days I'll see it packed, and other days I'm like, shh, yeah, there's not a soul.
Either way, this piece of equipment will be far enough away that it won't conflict.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I guess that was a long answer for, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to note that I'm thrilled to hear that you don't want to charge for entrance to the splash pad.
Well, you know, and maybe I'd feel a little differently about it if it wasn't being subsidized largely by a grant, so it really doesn't make sense, in my opinion, to charge for it, especially if we can do it in a way that we can use existing pool personnel to kind of keep an eye on it as well.
Is this the spray ground that we were talking about for the park entrance project is now going to be up by the pool?
That's kind of what we're talking about, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, as we look further into the area down there, we just didn't feel like it. One is that area is not nearly as big as it looks initially as you start putting structures on there, but two, we just felt like, you know, we heard quite a bit as we were researching about you really want to put it by the pool because there's then you can have, you know, the potential for folks to keep an eye on it and those kind of things. So again, that's definitely open to discussion as far as that's a much larger topic than tonight. But yeah.
Well, I know it was just the location for it is what just never kind of came together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I threw out the idea of the splice part actually after the AMP conference down in Columbus last year because it's at Easton. And I was sitting out there watching at that splash park, just people walking up and kids getting in there and having fun. And so that's when we come up with that. Then Steve and Chris and I were talking about where, and really there wasn't a good place down there because you got ball fields, pickleball court, maybe someday another pickleball court. We don't know that, but if we do, we won't have room for it. And then the whole Gateway project. So all of a sudden it became, you know, we don't want to crowd this thing in. And then, like Steve said, the interest of having it near the pool where you've already got pool staff up there, you know, it just made more sense. So,
I would say, you know, obviously in the interest of negotiating pricing for steel and everything, I would probably be okay with seeing it. I don't know how my colleagues feel, but obviously giving them, I mean, you can't negotiate something that's not approved for council. You know, and obviously steel pricing is going up. However, I do know once you place that order, you're locked in. So we could talk them into, you know, saying, hey, this is what we want to order. Here's our order. They can't change the price on you later on down the line. So I'm saying, you know, interest since it's budgeted for, I would definitely be okay with seeing this go. I'm not sure how colleagues feel.
Any questions or comments?
I'm fine with passing it tonight.
Yeah, I guess just have one that kind of came to mind. So would this be, like location-wise, is it going to be on the other side of the fence where the tennis courts are, or is it going to be slightly off to the west?
No, yeah, it'll still be west of that. There's actually an area right to the west that's not far from the tennis courts, but it's really close to the existing. I wish I brought a map.
I know exactly where you mean. I'm having trouble envisioning kind of what Mr. Larson was talking about, a splash pad and that fitting there. So I thought maybe I misunderstood it. Maybe it is a little bit more further east, but then that slopes off pretty quickly once you get right behind the.
It would be tucked right up against that sidewalk, the easternmost sidewalk. So it'll run parallel to that from the wall structure all the way out the side. Yeah. Then the grass area is the
splash.
So that grass area.
No,
be bigger.
Don't worry about that.
It's a lot bigger than if you walk out there and look around. It's pretty.
Because you got the whole play structure right there on the south part of it, and then there's even a little bit of grass down before you get to the park. Or the pool and the concrete, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you? Would you like to discuss the location at a committee meeting, or do you want to have that more firm idea of that before you vote to approve the purchase?
I'm okay with where it's at. I was just getting clarification. That's all.
Sure.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that it's
that there's going to be room for this other item as well.
My question was more directed towards, because if it was right on the other side of the fence, maybe we look at some netting or something like that so that the tennis balls going over our hit little kids as they're using it, like that. But it sounds like it'll be far enough out of the way that shouldn't be much of a problem.
So. You need to watch those tennis balls.
They'll be
hitting the kids.
Mine will be No, I don't think the vote has anything to do with location.
Okay.
I just have a request to put it from access. I'd rather see the splash. If the splash pad goes there, I'd like easier access to the splash pad than this.
Yeah,
if it's a matter of what's in the foreground, I'd rather have a splash pad in the foreground.
Yeah, I think logistically we would, to make sure both have equally good access. Yeah, and the location for this piece of equipment would kind of flow nicely too with the existing equipment as well. So it should work both good for both.
There's also the entrance coming up the stairs, so that back concrete walkway, if you think of that right on the edge of the hill, that concrete walkway will stay in place with possibly some additional fencing, because now you're going to have kids on the edge there.
Right.
So that's the thought process. Right.
Just don't ask me to put a parking lot next to it.
No parking lot.
That's nice parking at the park. Yeah.
I think if people are going to the park, they should expect to walk a little bit.
So that is
except for the fact that it's 80 feet accessible. Yeah. I mean, it's still accessible. That's part of the idea.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what
happens? All right, so we're going to do it.
All right. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Mr. President, I believe that since this is a budgeted and planned item, and given the idea that steel is going up in price, might as well get the ball rolling on this thing. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hambrick?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
I move resolution 3121 be
approved
as read.
Adopted
as read.
Second.
Mr. Mosley seconds.
Mosley seconded?
Yes.
I raised my hand, he said.
I thought it was CJ.
Oh, I said it as he was CJ. I saw Mr. Mosley raising his hand, so I assume that's
all good.
They're all talking very quiet tonight.
Mr. Hamburg, seconds.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
There you go.
Larson.
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Poor CJ, I can't even see him.
Ordinance D-21. I move this ordinance be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Widmer.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Ordinance D-21. An ordinance to accept the material terms of the 1 Ohio subdivision settlement pursuant to the 1 Memorandum of Understanding and consistent with the terms of the July 21st, 2021 National Opioid Settlement Agreements and declaring an emergency.
Any discussion, questions on this?
I believe the law director kind of explained it at the last meeting. There's a potential opioid settlement that's going to be distributed to municipalities. At this point, we don't know the dollar amount. We've heard different dollar amounts thrown about over a 10-year period. It does not look to be substantial money, but it's money, you know. So I think what we had heard was it $9,000 a year for 10 years? Or
they were talking 12 to 18. That it could be over 18-year period, so, you know, a whopping $1,000 a year. But
yeah,
like Paul and I were just talking before the meeting, you still don't want people in town to think we just stuck our nose up at $18,000. So if there's a way to get it, then we should do that, yeah. And we're not sure that's right. The figures that Cheryl got, had the Worcester getting, what, 500 and some thousand?
Yeah, it was really,
it was crazy. It's like, and she tried to get an answer as far as how they came up with that. And the guy from the, it's Ohio Municipal Attorney Association, said, I can't give you that answer. The attorney from Cleveland has to do that. And Cheryl had not heard back from him yet. So I don't know if that was a mistake. You know, it looked like even if they added another zero onto ours, it still would be pretty low compared to what they said Worcester would get. So it's hard to tell.
I thought we made somebody mad or something.
What's that?
I thought we made somebody mad or something.
No, the formula is very complicated. Honestly, yeah. I don't think anybody understands.
It's a pretty wild thing, yeah.
The settlement is $804 million, I believe.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be divided among all the counties, townships, and municipalities in the state of Ohio. And so how that is done, it's kind of some voodoo, so we don't really know, and I don't know if anybody really knows. As the mayor pointed out, Mrs. Kirkbride, the representative for us said he wasn't even able to divulge the name of the attorney to contact him. And so, you know, it's been difficult to find out. So we are proceeding as best as we know how and with the information that we have, which is not a lot. And of course, we're moving at the speed of light of this thing. It was just passed a couple of weeks ago, that was just determined what the settlement was going to be a couple of weeks ago, and told us that we essentially needed to pass it right away. So
deadline's 13th.
Yeah, it's one of those, we'll understand it once we pass it, you know, one of those kind of deals, you know, you read it later or something, you know. So we're trying to learn as much information as we have, but we just don't have a lot. All we know is that this is one step in the process, is that we need to approve this as a body, and then we'll continue to take the next steps after that.
And if I think if I understand correctly, this is approval of the settlement between the plaintiff and the, let's say, the represented company. This isn't necessarily the terms with which the money's distributed to us. So the only reason to not join in this is if we had planned to sue that corporation on our own.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense that we join in this. And
yeah,
I guess we'll sort out the numbers later.
Yeah, you're agreeing to be part of the settlement. That's what this is actually doing. But yeah, we had no plans to sue a pharmaceutical company for this. So.
And just a side note, there are fascinating books about this.
Mm.
One in particular called Dope Sick, if you're interested. There's quite a history behind it and how these settlements came to be.
Okay.
What's the title again, Lisa?
Dope Sick.
Dope Sick.
There's a couple to choose from, but good read.
Well, it's $804 million, and I think the attorneys get a couple of hundred million of that.
As well they should.
Not a bad day to be an attorney. Yeah, I wish I was. Or an engineer, or another profession. But after you become part of council, you learn what professions you ought to be a part of, an attorney and engineer. That's what those are the two. All right, so that's about as much information as we have to share with you. Yeah.
I think our decision on this is a pretty timely matter. So given the time restrictions and the, as Mr. President says, we're moving at light speed, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Ford.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Handwerk.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Floyd.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
I move ordinance D21 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Wilson?
Yes.
Handwerk?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you very much. Do we have any comments for the good of the order? Request for another special meeting next Monday.
Go for three.
Very good. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn, Mr. President.
Mr. Larson moves.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Whitman.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Boyd.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Okay. much. We are adjourned.
Today's Dan Lau's birthday, if you get a chance to text him.
That's a good recall.
Some people forgot about it, but I'm not going to mention it.
Did you guys throw a last party? Or did Gene throw a Moses party over there?
I do.
We used to do a little donut thing.
He probably thought about it all week.
He actually brought his own donuts in.
He didn't realize it was his birthday.
Oh, man.